What's up, y'all? Welcome back to IQ Knowledge Junkie Podcast. It's KJ, and today I'm going to speak on stability. You know, I'm going to first start off by saying I stayed aware of knowing that if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready mentality, because I somehow knew that small, consistent actions eventually led up to better opportunities, which was what I've seen time and time again, despite of what others told me about the process that was currently keeping me stable mentally. You know, had I not learned from Robert Kawasaki, he said, "Great opportunities are not seen with your eyes, they are seen with your mind." And if I wouldn't heard this information as quickly as I did, I probably wouldn't have appreciated the struggle that came with me trying to convince myself that if I bought the valuable ideas that I had in my brain, if I brought them to life, I probably wouldn't have, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't have accomplished as much as I did if I wouldn't have believed in what I learned from Robert Kawasaki. And I'm going to mention it again. Great opportunities are not seen with your eyes, they're seen with your mind. And the next thing I want to speak on, like, the what's the worst thing that could happen mentality has also helped me eliminate most of my complaints whenever it came to not being sure if I was going to accomplish a certain goal that I set out to achieve. Because in all reality, I somehow knew that my success is dependent upon my effort way before I learned it from any one of my mentors. And I also stayed conscious of knowing that everything I did on a daily basis was slowly but surely making history. And that's only because once I found my purpose for being here, I felt as if I was living my life in moments, meaning that everything I went through, I looked at it as a blessing. And by thinking that way, it allowed me to stay far on the side of making good decisions that led me to wanting to be remembered more and more as I created history throughout the day, or throughout the time period of me being here. And for the last thing I want to speak on, you know, I can say that had I not learned from Grant Cardone, I probably would have been in a world of trouble as well. He said, "I learned from Grant Cardone. His philosophy helped me stay mentally stable as well." He said, "If you can learn to get great at something you hate, I guarantee you'll have greatness in your lifetime." And by me hearing this information from somebody like Grant Cardone, who's very successful, it gave me all the hope in the world, because I constantly heard this advice from many other entrepreneurs, but it just resonated. Their information didn't resonate with me as much as this one did. You know what I'm saying? And to sum it all up, I definitely believe this information, because I know for a fact, like, if I get good at overcoming rejection, which was something that I do hate, I'll have greatness waiting on me due to my resilience of continually going after hearing somebody telling me no, or telling me that they're not interested in my content. You know what I'm saying? And the last thing I want to speak on, I learned from Miles Monroe. He said, "Once you know where you're going, you also know..." I'm going to say it again. He said, "Once you know where you're going, then you also automatically know what roads won't take you there." Then he finished off by saying, "If you know what to do, you automatically know what you shouldn't do." So just like I mentioned this in my previous episode, information like this automatically relates to the "if you know better, you'll do better" saying. So realistically speaking, information like this has also helped stabilize and save my life to the point where I feel guilty if I neglect it. Not saying that I'm perfect, you know what I'm saying, but when it comes to my writing career, I know not to make detrimental decisions that'll take me away from what I believe that I was put on this earth to do. And that's all I had to speak on. On the next episode, I'll speak on passion. I just want to appreciate everybody for listening. It's Kay. And I just want to tell most of my audience that my third book, IQ KJ Inspiring Quotation Knowledgeably Justified, is back on the market. You could Google IQ KJ, everything that you're looking for, it'll pop up. And that's all I had to speak on today. Word up.